producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This story from InfoWars.com. A transgender father who abandoned his seven children to start a new life as a six-year-old girl is being celebrated by some liberals as a shining example of diversity. So is the woman that poured Drano in her eyes and makes taxpayers pay for her life. What do you think is behind all this, Mr. Norris?
Wow. You know what? Could it be the food? I don't know. I really don't know. What is causing people, Alex, I really don't even have an answer.
I mean, it looks like a 300-pound guy that would run a diner in New Jersey.
Like Alice, I guess. We're in a sick world. It's a sick world we're living in. And, fortunately, there's a lot of people that know the truth and that are going to stand up against this. But our Congress and our Supreme Court, they're just going to let this go.
We're going to tell if we have to accept it and pay for it.
Yeah.
You were talking about on Trump. Finish up on that in the time we have. And then also you want to talk about President's address on Sunday.
Yeah, I I'm safe. I've got my family protected. But as a country, it's nice that when we see our leader, our president, come up and make us feel we're badass. We are a badass country. The other night when Obama came on for the State of the Union or whatever he did for 13 minutes was pathetic. Now, Donald Trump, I love him. I love that guy. And what we need is a good leader. We need somebody as a CEO of this company that's going to bring in some great people underneath him to run this country.
Well, globalism is about screwing your country over and transferring the power to yourself and your buddies offshore. And Trump's exposing all that. No more tax exemption for mega offshore corporations. You're not going to shut our power plants down so China can have cheap electricity and we can't. I mean, it's just all they got to do is take their boot off our neck and we're going to do great again.
Yeah, make America great. That's it. Let's make America great. How the election's going to shake out, I have no idea. I have no idea.
You said Gary Haven called you when Trump was on and said, hey, these are the questions I wish he was asking Trump. What were some of those questions? Next time he's on, I'll get
Gary's going to have to give those to you. It's like in between you and Gary, there's so much knowledge that my head explodes.
Oh, no. You know as much as I do. No, you know more than I do.
It's just going back to I feed off of Gary's passion. I feed off of his passion. And that's kind of like Donald Trump. You know, when we see a leader that's committed and wanting to make America great, you will follow this guy. That's how I felt about Trump. I know it's a little,
Well, the more they pile on him and the more he stands up to him, I just love it. And he may not be perfect. No. He may screw us over. But here's the thing. We know Jeb Bush is bad. We know Bernie Sanders is bad. We know Hillary's bad. So if it's not Ted Cruz, if it's not Rand Paul, I want Trump. I'll take any one of those three.
Yeah, I'd go Trump, Rand Paul.
Yep.
Period.
My issue is I just wish Rand Paul would get tougher because I know Rand Paul behind the scenes is a listener, a friend, watching, but his staff and then the way they do stuff is just too milquetoast. And I'm not going to just sit here and blindly follow Rand Paul. I'm going to tell him what I think.
Yeah. And Gary just spent 4 days with him down in Haiti. Gary took Rand to Haiti in his plane, went and did some eye surgery. Gary's got a mission or an orphanage down in Haiti, so he flies supplies down there. He bought an airliner to fly.
And to be clear, Gary knows him really well and says he's the real deal.
He's the real deal?
Yeah, I mean, Rand Paul is the real deal. He is a pro-America patriot who isn't a sellout and really loves this country.
But Gary also had dinner with Ted Cruz. He's also had, he's vetted all of them. They've all come to him.
I need to get Gary in here in his own words and tell us what he said about
it. Yeah, he'll be back. Like I said, Gary's out taking care of business.
Secret location.
Secret location, just like this. And he's going to be ready to go. Come January, we're going to hit the road for this film, Armageddon, and we're going to hit the road and go promote this.
Great job. Armageddon coming out on Texas Independence Day and Texas only first.
Please support it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, December 11th, 2015. I'm David Nutt, your host in this fourth hour. I was just watching the trailer for Mike Norris's new film, Armageddon. I'm really anxious to see that, in spite of the fact I have a tiny role in it. I don't like to watch myself. I don't watch my news reports. I don't like to see myself on television, but I do want to see that movie. And speaking of movies, we have Snake Plissken weighing in on the no-fly list. And I'm not talking about a clever little clip that we put together where we got the actual from the movie Escape from New York. No, I'm talking about the actor Kurt Russell. He has a very reasonable pushback against an interviewer who's haranguing him about the new Quentin Tarantino movie, Hateful Eight, that he's in. It's a Western. And this guy is, like, you know, coming after him because there's gun violence. And this is set in the Old West. And Kurt Russell is like, at first is like, are you serious? Can't you tell the difference between art and real life? But then he does get serious. Kurt Russell schools this guy on gun control and on terrorism. So we're going to have a clip from that. We're also going to talk a little bit about another film, a new documentary called Killing Them Safely. Not Killing Them Softly, Killing Them Safely. Very interesting documentary that's just been released about the Taser Company. There's one company that makes these electronic devices, and it's interesting how the Taser Company reacted to this filmmaker's film when they put it up on iTunes. But I think it's very interesting. I'd like to talk to this filmmaker, do an interview with him. I'm going to watch this film this weekend. I wasn't aware of it till I saw, actually, an interesting thing about it. It's kind of the Streisand effect, right? They didn't like his take on the film, and so Taser. So they trolled him, gave him a lot of one-star reviews. They used their real names. And so it became an issue. Forbes picked it up. A lot of different news sites have picked it up. So now, congratulations, Taser. You didn't like that documentary about these high-tech whips that you're creating for police forces worldwide. Well, now everybody knows about this documentary. So we'll talk about that, as well as a new development and something I talked about last night on the Nightly News, and that is psychiatric drugs being prescribed to infants. And these are antipsychotic drugs that have very severe effects on these infants. There's been an update on that. I'm going to tell you about that as well. So let's first get to the gun issue. As I point out, this is an interview where this fellow is pushing against Kurt Russell relentlessly, coming after him again and again. So I just cut out the spots where Kurt Russell said, all right, you want to talk about what's really going on? Let's talk about what's really going on. Here's the first clip.
You know, between Paris and San Bernardino, there's this thing that sudden violence as a normal day-to-day.
This is the interviewer.
Coming from the gun culture, coming from everything else. It's a different vibe, you know?
I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know that right now guns is a trope. It's a totem. It's a metaphor.
Does that mean?
I don't know. Disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being.
You can say what you want. I don't agree with that. So it's not my thing.
Makes people feel like men.
If you think that gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're like out of your mind. I think anybody is. I think it's absolutely insane. The problem we're having right now is that we don't have the concepts of how to turn it around and say, you know, you may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more. And that's what we need. That will change the concept of gun culture, as you call it, to something of reality, which is, if I'm a hockey team and I got a guy bearing down on me as a goaltender, I'm not concerned about what he's going to do. I'm going to make him concerned about what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that is perfect. He just took that whole thing. The guy said, oh, you know, you got the culture. It's like is it a meme? Is it a trope? It's something like that, you know. And we've got to talk about that. And he goes, look, if you think you're going to change a terrorist point of view, you're out of your mind, man. He says, I'm going to turn it around like a hockey game where I'm bearing down on the goalie. He's going to be worried about what I'm going to do. That's the whole point of having an armed citizenry. That's why an armed citizenry was the constitutional approach to protect our country, certainly for our own self-defense. It was never the idea, like the New York Times came out this last weekend, where they had a collective editorial, put it on the front page, first time they've done that in decades, a collective editorial from the New York Times staff saying, you need to give up your guns because the government and the police are going to protect you. And if you have guns, it just makes their job more dangerous and difficult. No, they don't do that. They've had numerous court decisions where they've been sued by people because people said, you didn't do a very good job of protecting me or my family. And they said, that's not our job. That's not our job. Our job is to enforce the government's policies. Our job is to write tickets for you. Our job is to make sure you obey the orders. It is not to defend you. And we've had honest police chiefs who said, We'll catch the bad guys, but understand it's going to take a while before we can get there. We have many police chiefs talking about that, saying to their citizens, sheriffs and others, saying, look, you need to arm yourself. You need to learn how to use this safely because we cannot respond quickly enough to help you. Just as we saw the data coming out this last week saying when people are armed, the average number of people killed in a mass shooting is just over two. When there's nobody around that is carrying, the number of people who are killed is just over 14. That's precisely what Kurt Russell is talking about. But then there's another clip. Let's play this second clip. The interviewer keeps coming after him. Let's play that clip.
Obama's point was that the guys who are on the no-fly list, no-fly list because of terrorist connections, can get a gun pretty easily.
They can also make a bomb pretty easily.
Yeah.
So what? They can also get knives and stab you. What are you going to do about that? They can get cars and run you over with them. What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about that?
They didn't kill the people in San Bernardino.
Oh, but they've killed others that way. Haven't they? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some controls.
Just put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get a hold of them. That's
do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? What good will that? Oh my God! You and I just disagree.
Okay.
You and I just disagree. I understand that you think that you can control the behavior of people that are dead set on taking your way of life away from you. I think you think you can control that.
No.
And there's only one thing you can do with that, and that's say, no, dude, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
That's just not going
to
happen. Good talking with you.
Yeah, I got to say, I thought America was dead. But, you know, Snake Plissken, Kurt Russell, has just revived my faith in America. Common sense, telling this guy, look, you're going to put them on a list. You're going to take away their rights because they're on a list. You think these people, if you think you're really going to keep them from getting a gun because they can't go in and buy one retail, you think they can't get a gun? Give me a break. Give me a break. And he points out, of course, they can do bombs pretty easily. They can use cars. Where I used to live in North Carolina, we had a Muslim drive a car into a crowd. They didn't report that too much because UNC loves the Muslim community. They had, kumbaya parties after 9/11. But that's the reality of things, folks. But here's the other reality. The other reality is that we have something called due process in the law. The other reality is that we got a president who's got not only a no-fly list, he's got an indefinite detention list. He's also got an assassination list. Which list are you on? You know, he could put you on any one of these lists at any time, and you won't even know it. You won't know that you're on the no-fly list until they shut you down some way, until they say, sorry, you can't travel. You can't buy something to defend yourself, or whatever sanctions they want to put on attached to this list. You don't know that you're on the indefinite detention without trial list either, until the military shows up at your door one day and takes you off to a concentration camp, because these are secret lists. This is the kind of country that we're creating in this world, in America, right here. This is precisely what is wrong with this country, is the fact that none of our politicians will stand up and object to the fact that we have a list. They'll debate as to what should be done to the people that the government has put on the list without process. Let me read to you the Constitution, since we've got a lot of politicians who either don't care or don't know what's in the Constitution. The Fifth Amendment says no one shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property. And, of course, our rights are a property, okay? Without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Eminent domain, Donald Trump. Sixth Amendment says the right to a speedy trial, a public trial, folks. That means no star chamber. They wrote this because there was a secretive judicial process in England that could try people in absentia without them even knowing they've been indicted, without them being able to confront their witnesses. Oh, yeah, that's in there, too. You get a public trial, a speedy trial, an impartial jury. You are to be informed of the nature and the consent of the accusations against you. Not put on a secret list by Obama or by George Bush or by Donald Trump or whoever wants to put you on a list. No. You are to be confronted with the witnesses against you. You are to be allowed to provide witnesses in your favor. And if you can't afford one, you have the assistance of a counsel for your defense. Oh, but they get around this. They said, oh, but these are not, this is not criminal. We haven't charged anybody with it. This is just civil. We just take your property with the drug war by saying it's a civil asset forfeiture. That's why we don't have to give you a trial. Nonsense. Nonsense. If you're going to fall for that kind of sophistry, you're just a slave. And when they talk about, oh, well, we're not charging you, we're just going to punish you without charging it. We're going to punish you without giving you a trial. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about what some of the Republican candidates think. We know what the Democrats think about this, taking your guns if you're on some super secret list that they put you on without any due process. We're going to tell you what the Republicans say about that when we come back. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, December 11th. We have some specials today. One of those is, of course, free shipping on all InfoWarsStore.com orders for at least the next week. That ends, I think, it is 1 week. It's December 18th. We also have some other specials. The Essentials Pack, Survival Shield X2, Super Male Female Vitality, Silver Bullet, 33% off if you get those three together. Also, a deep cleansing pack where you get deep cleanse, living defense, and oxy powder, 28% off. Vitamin Sun, Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, 15% off. All of those are there, plus you get free shipping, again, for anything that you order at InfoWars Store. I'm anxious to look at the new product that we have, the InfoWars Solar Base Station Power Supply. That's something I've looked at buying for myself for quite some time. I haven't done it before because of the price, but the price is very, very aggressive on this solar power plus battery plus inverter and AC outlets. It's something everybody should have as a backup generator at the very least. Now, I want to get back to what we were talking about in the last segment, and that is, are we going to take people's guns? Are we going to start to punish people without due process? Because throughout the war on drugs, since the time of Ronald Reagan, we have been stealing property from people without charging them of a crime, without convicting them. And so now we're going to start taking away other things from people, things like their rights to have and own a gun. We're going to take that away because we're going to put them on a secret list that they don't know. We're not going to charge them with any crimes. We're not going to take them through the due process procedure. They're not going to get a public trial. As a matter of fact, they won't even know. How's that? They won't even know until they go to get their gun or go to fly on a plane. They won't even know that they're on a no-fly list. Wouldn't that be great? And, of course, it isn't going to help us to fight the terrorists, because they're going to find their ways to get guns. They're not going to go down to Walmart to get their guns. They'll do that if it's really easy, but it's not really much of an obstacle anywhere else for them to get guns. They can get guns in the Northeast anywhere they want to. Black markets spring up wherever you've got prohibition, folks. Remember alcohol? Remember the war on drugs? Yeah, we're still doing that, aren't we? 40-some-odd years, 44 years. It was 1971. Richard Nixon put that in, enacting that U.N. agenda. Down to the letter, down to the last, all four schedules, the drugs that they wanted to put schedule by schedule, that was created by the UN in 1961. Conservatives ought to be concerned about that. The UN created this agenda in 1961, and Richard Nixon implemented it in 1971 and called it the War on Drugs. And then Ronald Reagan came in and said, you know, we're going to take people's property without convicting them, without even charging them. And we'll get around the Constitution by saying it's not a criminal action, it's a civil action. And so we've allowed that to happen, go on for now 30 years. So Obama thinks that he can take other rights of ours, and let's see where the Republican candidates are, because we all know that Hillary agrees with that, with Obama's action. We've got a Connecticut governor who is now saying that he's going to start implementing that. He's going to look and see if you're on the no-fly list, and if you are, then he's going to take away your rights to have guns. I think people need to arrest him. Arrest that Connecticut governor who thinks that he's going to turn America into some kind of a star chamber dictatorship, or some kind of star chamber Spanish Inquisition can put you on a list and take everything that you've got. Because they're not going to stop just by confiscating your car on the road with civil asset forfeiture. They're not going to stop by taking your guns. It's going to just continue to go. They're going to have more lists. Like I point out, he's already got a no-fly list, an indefinite detention list, an assassination list. Are you on any of those? Well, you don't know, do you? Because there's no rule of law in America anymore. So where do the Republican candidates fall on this? Well, we had this last Sunday. Several of them were asked about this specific situation. If somebody's on a no-fly list, and the assumption that the Democrats have, the assumption the mainstream media is putting out there, if you're on that list, you're a terrorist. It's like, no, you're not. No, you're not. So you had, that was the first line of it, of defense, and the only line, really, that they brought up, because they don't want to push back against the idea that they're not giving people due process. Republican candidates are not standing up for that, except for Rand Paul. He's the only one who's had any problem with civil asset forfeiture, but Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush don't. At least Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush said, look, you had people like former Senator Ted Kennedy who showed up on the list. You had people like Cat Stevens show up on the list. Conservative writer Stephen Hayes, they got put on the no-fly list. And they were put on there by accident. You got people who have similar names to somebody else put on there. We've had toddlers and infants put on the no-fly list. So that was their line of defense. And say, we're not going to take away people's guns because they're on some list. And Rubio goes on to say, though, he says, if it were a perfect list, are you kidding me?
Read the Constitution. You're not going to have your property taken away without due process. Due process means it's a public trial with witnesses. You know what the charges are. You know you're being charged with something. So there isn't any perfect list. There's something called due process. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about what's going on with this shooting up our children. Not with guns, but with needles. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been researching the dramatic positive effects of a proper diet and nutritional supplementation for decades. That's why he uses and promotes Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
The most important part about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is it's liquid, and the body processes liquids differently than it processes solids. When you eat a solid food, the digestive process has to kick in. When you drink a liquid, it goes right to work, and because almost 70 million, maybe more, Americans have digestive problems, if you drink your nutrients, you bypass any kind of issues that you have with the digestive system, the stuff goes right to work. And that's the most beautiful thing about that stuff is you feel it really quickly because it's going right to work.
To see positive changes in your health, order Youngevity's Beyond Tangy Tangerine by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301. Or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We were just talking about the tepid, limp-wristed response to taking people's guns because they're on a super-secret list. Of course, that's what Obama wants to do. Hillary supports it. All the Democrats support it. Connecticut governor says he's going to enact that. And this Sunday, you had Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush come out and say, well, you know, sometimes there's mistakes on that list, and so I wouldn't take people's guns. And it's not exactly a perfect list. If it were, we could take their guns or whatever. No, you're not a terrorist because Obama put you on a list. You're not a terrorist because the next president put you on a list. You're just living in a post-constitutional America. But what did some of the other candidates say? Well, John Kasich was asked the same question, and he said, I think it's a good idea to keep people on the no-fly list from buying guns. But he added that doing so could tip them off that they're under watch. and it could hurt ongoing investigations. So, you know, we could take their guns. Oh, no, but then they would know that they're on this super secret list. You know, maybe we need to have a double super secret list that we put them on. I don't know. Yeah, we got the secret government operates in the dark, taking our rights without due process. But, you know, yeah, don't tell them that they're on the list. You know, then you got Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, I'd certainly take a look at that, at taking people's guns because they're on the no-fly list. And he says, you know, I'm very strong into the whole thing with Second Amendment. But if you can't fly, and if you've got some really bad, well, I would look at that very hard. Yeah. In other words, yeah, I'm not even going to question the fact that we got a list. None of them do. None of them question what the constitutional requirements are. They just look at the pragmatics of this, you know. Well, can we do this? Is it going to make us safer if we take everybody's guns, if we take everybody's rights, if we treat everybody like slaves? You know, if you don't have any principles, everything is up for grabs. You know, if you don't have any principles that you hold dear about freedom of speech, that's up for grabs. The internet's up for grabs. Your due process, your private property is up for grabs. If they think they need it or they want it, they just take it. Because there's no principles to stop them from doing that. You know, we have another right. We have a right, and this is not in the Constitution. It's not protected in the Constitution. It's not deliberately enumerated in the Constitution as part of the Bill of Rights. We have a right to actually overthrow this government. That's in the Declaration of Independence when they're talking about why they were doing the revolution. They said, we have a right and a duty when a government comes after our rights to alter or abolish that government. Because the governments were set up to protect our rights. The governments were not set up so that these guys could have a lifelong career. They weren't set up so that they could have a life of luxury, a lavish pension. No, they were set up to protect our rights. But, of course, that's what it's become in post-constitutional America. And before I move on to what's going on with this vaccine situation, because that's another one of our rights that they're taking away, I want to talk about this recent court decision. Of course, this has to do with yet another one of these secret lists, the assassination list. Of course, they call it the disposition matrix. Isn't that great? Doesn't that sound kind of like a Robert Ludlum spy novel, you know, from back when was that, in the 70s or whatever? The disposition matrix. No, it's nothing but a kill list. It's just a dirty little kill list by a bunch of people who have no respect for human life, no respect for the Constitution that they swore to. Okay? The disposition matrix contains the names of terrorist suspects arrayed against an accounting of resources that they can use to track them down. It includes sealed indictments. Oh, we can't tell people that we're really going to kill them, can we? You know, that we're tracking them for this. And it also contains clandestine operations. See, our entire government is now a dark CIA government. They're the ones who run the government, folks. All right, for the last 4 years, they point out in this article, the New York Times journalist Charlie Savage has waged a battle against the Obama administration seeking to reveal the government's legal justifications for assassinating terror suspects without a trial. Without a trial. I talked last night a great deal about Saudi Arabia, how they're on track to have the most number of executions ever. They've already had more than they've had in a couple of decades. They've had 150 beheadings this year. And of course, you can get beheaded for just about anything. If they accuse you of stampeding people at the Stoning of Satan ceremony in Mecca, then, you know, they beheaded 28 people for that. They've got another 50 people that they say they're going to behead in a single day. That'll put them over the limit. That'll set the new record. So the Guinness people need to get ready for that. But, of course, we have a government that also kills people and doesn't pretend to have any good reason for it. So the ACLU has been fighting for 11 memos that would basically give them an idea of what the legal justification is supposed to be for this. And, of course, there is no legal justification. I guess you could just get this out in the open. But, you know, we all know there's no legal justification, don't we, for a government that's just going to assassinate people by putting them on a list. And, of course, that includes Americans. We saw that happen with Anwar al-Awlaki and his later than his 16-year-old son, both of whom were American citizens, both of whom used to be wined and dined by the CIA and the Pentagon. They used to be a part of the inside. But, you know, just like Manuel Noriega, you cross these guys and the CIA like George Bush, and pretty soon they start calling you a strong man or a terrorist. And then they come down and they kill you. So they say, according to the ACLU, of more than the 500 credibly reported strikes, only 9 have been acknowledged on the record. Of more than 4,800 credibly reported deaths, only 11 have been acknowledged by the United States government. We don't know how many individuals are currently on the kill list. So that's the state of America, folks. And that's what our Republican candidates can't or won't get their head around. With the exception of Rand Paul. He has talked about it, but of course they're not going to include him in the next debate because they say that he hasn't made the poll numbers on it. So we're going to have people who would consider it strongly, like Donald Trump. You know, he's very strong into that whole Second Amendment thing, you know, because his advisors had told him, if you don't want to lose the vote of the Republicans, you get yourself a Bible and a gun and talk about the fact you got a Bible and a gun and you love these things. You really love that. I love that Bible. You know, I've got this Bible sitting on my counter. I've got a gun in my back pocket. I'm into that whole thing about the Second Amendment, whatever that is. Okay. But, you know, hey, if you're dangerous, I'll take it. If you are somebody that maybe we think we want to label you a terrorist, we'll shut down the Internet or corners of the Internet. You know, we'll just censor that and take away that freedom. And along that line, you know, we have terror suspects. It's not just terror suspects, but anybody that the police give an order to. You know, if you don't do what they tell you, they pull out their new 21st century whip, the taser. And, of course, the tasers are made. There's only one company that makes this, Taser International. They sell it worldwide. And it basically has become our masters on this plantation that we live on. Give the overseers this electronic whip. And they say, you know, if the slaves don't do whatever you tell them to as quickly as you want them to, you just hit them with this thing. Don't worry, it won't kill them. Well, sometimes it does. So we've got a documentary film done by filmmaker Nick Burradini, I think is the way you pronounce his name, called Killing Them Safely. It just went onto iTunes, and he got, I would have known about it, except the employees at Taser International have been trolling him on iTunes to give him a very low rating. Now, he's gotten 89% positive ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. He's won a lot of film awards at film festivals. It's a documentary film, so it's small. You're probably not going to see it in the theaters, but you can see it video on demand. And the film homes in on a number of cases where the taser was used. Subsequently, the target died, in particular the case of that of Stanley Harlan, a 23-year-old from Moberly, Missouri, who was pulled over for speeding. He was tasered for 31 seconds in the chest, and he died in front of his mother. Okay, it also looks in-depth at the case of Robert Zykonski. I don't know how to pronounce his name. He's a Polish national who died after being hit 5 times with a taser at a Vancouver airport in 2007. And so, yeah, there is. They sell us these non-lethal weapons. And, of course, I think it'd be interesting to talk to this filmmaker because this is a big and expanding, rapidly expanding area. We're talking about the military-industrial complex. There is a police state-industrial complex making a lot of money selling weapons to the police. And it's not just the MRAPs that are being given to them, those white elephants that the Pentagon is offloading to the police departments. No, it's this type of stuff. There's a lot of, quote-unquote, non-lethal weapons that are being put out there, things that will kill you, things that will leave you permanently disabled. We just had a situation not too long ago here in Bastrop. We talked about that quite a bit on InfoWars, if you remember. There was a student in the Bastrop High School. There was a fight going on. He broke up the fight, actually. And he was just standing there. Nothing was happening. You see that from the video that was taken at the time in the school. And the in-school cop, which we never had when I was in school. We didn't need them. And you don't need them now, by the way. The in-school cop comes up and just, this big fat cop just comes up with his taser drawn, shoots the kid. And he goes straight down on the concrete floor, hits his head. And now he has been mentally disabled for the rest of his life. We've had situations here elsewhere in Texas. We had, there was an automobile accident, and the guy was in the car. And he was having a hypoglycemic incident. He couldn't talk to the cop. And the cop was giving him orders, get out of the car, get out of the car. He wouldn't get out of the car. He wouldn't move. He wasn't doing anything to threaten the officer. He just wasn't obeying his master quickly enough. Didn't jump high enough, didn't jump quickly enough. And so he got tasered. And I think, if I remember correctly, I think he died in that particular incident. We had a stroke. It was a very serious consequence of that. Now, let's talk about the other ways that they shoot you. we are seeing many people who don't respect our right. It's always this side of the political spectrum that wants to censor people who disagree with them. They want to take the weapons of people that are rightfully ours to use in our self-defense, and they want to deny our informed consent when it comes to medication. And I'm not just talking about forcing you to take a vaccine. I'm talking about denying your informed consent if you're a cancer patient and you'd like to take medicine. Okay, that's the FDA steps in and says, no, we haven't approved that yet. You can't have it. We're just going to let you die because we haven't tested that to see if it's safe yet. And it's like, well, it's my body, it's my decision. I should be able to make that decision. But they don't reform, they don't respect your informed consent. But I just want to read you this story. We talked about this last night. It was on the New York Times. Let me begin with a particular incident here. That's the way they begin their article. Andrew Rios's seizures began when he was 5 months old and only got worse. At 18 months, when an epilepsy medication resulted in violent behavior, a neurologist prescribed him the antipsychotic Risperdal, a drug typically used to treat schizophrenia and bipolar disorder in adults, rarely used for children as young as five. When Andrew screamed in his sleep and seemed to interact with people and objects that were not there, his frightened mother researched Risperdal and discovered the drug was not approved. And she said, it was like, just take this. It's no big deal, the doctor said. It was like they were Tic Tacs, but he was just a baby. He was just a baby. Now, think about this. His seizures began when he was 5 months old. Now, I don't know if that was due to a vaccine reaction. I do know that in the vaccine court, we have seen over and over and over again people who immediately after their children got vaccinated, they began having uncontrollable seizures, continuous seizures. It's a very common adverse side effect from vaccinations for young children. As a matter of fact, here in Texas, we had Representative David Simpson, a stellar individual with a backbone and a rock-solid compass. He was the one who nearly got the TSA shut down on their child molestation at the airport. Nearly shut that down. But, of course, the TSA said, no, if you guys pass that bill, we're going to declare Texas a no-fly zone. And our former CIA Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst got the Senate to vote it down after it had passed unanimously in the House. And, of course, we later learned through a mistake of the government in a lawsuit when they posted unredacted documents from the TSA that at the same time in 2011, the TSA was saying there is no threat against airports or airplanes. At the same time, they wanted to turn Texas into a no-fly zone if we didn't let them play their little TSA games with us. All right, so going back to this particular account here, we have the same, the reason I got off onto that, David Simpson introduced several bills to try to get marijuana decriminalized. He's a conservative Republican, but he knows what's going on. And at the very least, what they were able to do, and it was a couple of people that were in his district, they had children who had uncontrollable epileptic seizures. One of the families was able to go to Colorado and get marijuana treatment. The other family could not afford to go there. The one who did go to Colorado and get marijuana treatment, their child recovered. But the other child continued to suffer because they couldn't take the time off and relocate the family to go out there. And so what they did was, in Texas of all places, you know, the place where they love their drug war, they passed a medical marijuana exception for children who have epileptic seizures. Now, what's Big Pharmaceutical doing about this? Well, in the last year, 20,000 prescriptions for risperidone, commonly known as Risperdal, and other antipsychotic medications were written in 2014. That's a 50% jump in 1 year, giving them these hardcore antipsychotic medications, which I would say are psychotic medications. And this kid was seeing stuff that wasn't there. He's hallucinating. Okay, these are psychotic drugs, folks. They're not antipsychotic drugs. Also, prescriptions for Prozac to kids rose 23% in 1 year to 83,000. 83,000. That's absolute insanity. And I pointed that out. Here we got a situation where marijuana, medical marijuana, which could address the problem that is created by their vaccines, is prohibited. And then they inject our kids or give our kids these psychotic drugs. And then the update that I saw on this, last night I go home and I look and on the Daily Mail, here's this article. Could cannabis treat your child's epilepsy? Of course it could. We know that it can. Marijuana oil, they say, significantly reduces seizures in 50% of young sufferers. And this is a new study that's come out. And why are they talking about this now? Well, they're talking about it now because now they've patented it. Now they found a way to make money. Because you know what, folks? It's all about money. Vaccinating you is all about money. It's not about your health. Withholding the marijuana until they can find a way to make money off of it, that's all about the money. It's not about your health. The FDA setting up this drug protocol, it's all about protecting the drug companies. It's not about protecting your health. It's all about that. This drug is called Epidolix. It's a pharmaceutical liquid form of cannabis oil. I don't know how to pronounce that. See, I'm not really a pot guy. A lot of people say, oh, you're just a pothead. No, I don't like governments that break the law. I don't like governments using people. I don't like governments abusing us. I don't like the war on drugs because it's unconstitutional. We had to have a constitutional amendment for alcohol. Where's the constitutional amendment for marijuana or any of the other drugs that they prohibit, including our cancer treatments, okay? Now everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted by the Food and Drug Administration or the DEA. And that is a perversion, folks. It is a perversion. But that's what it's all about. It's all about the money. So now that they can find a way to patent marijuana and cannabis oil, now they'll tell you that it can help your child with epileptic seizures that are caused by their mandated vaccines. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives, and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Thank you.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I've got several articles I want to run through here real quickly in this last segment here. A lot of different subjects that we haven't talked about for quite some time. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about our specials today on this December 11th. We have, of course, free shipping. That is the biggest special we've got going at InfoWarsStore.com, but we've got other specials as well. We've got 28% off of a cleansing pack. That's Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, and Oxy Powder. We have Winter Sun, Vitamin D3, 15% off. We have coffee. We've got a special on coffee. Buy two bags and get an InfoWars mug for free. Great Christmas gift. That's our 100% organic, non-GMO, grown without pesticides, Wake Up America coffee, gourmet coffee. Again, check out the specials that we got. We've got a lot of specials. We've got an Essentials Pack, Survival Shield X2, Super Male, Female, Vitality, and Silver Bullet. All three of those together, 33% off. And everything in the store, free shipping. Now, going to a quick news roundup that we've got here, there's a story. NPR talks about Bernie Sanders and how he has stuck to the same message for 40 years. And what would that message be? The message would be that we have a rigged economy. He wants to give us one that is completely rigged. It's called socialism, folks. It's where somebody else makes all the decisions for you and you have no input whatsoever. You know, Bernie Sanders loved the Nicaraguan Sandinistas, you know, and this message that he's had for the last 40 years is pure BS. It's pure Bernie Sandinista. It's exactly, that's what socialism is. It is nothing. He talks about unfair distribution of wealth. Look, he's going to distribute the wealth, okay? He's going to make the decisions who has money, who doesn't, because he's all going to do it from his little central location. No, in a free market, we need to be looking at ways to actually get a free market instead of the crony capitalism that we know exists now. And how does crony capitalism work? Well, you don't have crony capitalism unless you give the government control over certain things. So if the government were to just act as a referee, you wouldn't have crony capitalism. The government enables crony capitalism. But he wants to use that then as a problem, just as we always see with the Democrats, to take it to the next level. And he says, well, because we have unfair income distribution, I'm going to redistribute it. And you're not going to have a say-so. You're not going to get to decide you're going to buy, who you're going to buy it from, and what quantities you're going to buy it from. Yeah, we'll call that Obamacare, for example. Okay, so he wants to do that everywhere. He wants to give everybody a free college education. Even people who aren't from this country get a free college education. Somebody's going to pay for it. You'll pay for it. You'll pay for it by losing your home. Another thing that's, of course, on the horizon here is this decision about net neutrality. And we can talk about net neutrality. Of course, the FCC has been on the side, both sides of this issue. It's really not about net neutrality at all. It's really about who's going to have control of the Internet. And what does it boil down to is this. We've got a trial that's going on right now in a district court, a federal district court, and it's really three unaccountable, unelected judges in this district court versus three out of five unelected, unaccountable FCC commissioners who want to make the Internet their new little empire zone. And we remember that when they first came to the court, the court turned down once before, said, no, you can't regulate the Internet, it's content. So the FCC went back and said, you know what, we've just declared the Internet to be a utility. And the court said, okay, you can do that. But now they're looking at it and they said, but wait a minute, you've got different rules for wireless and for wired aspects of the Internet. So now they're trying to work out that. They're trying to figure out how many angels there are in the head of that pin. We need to get past the idea that three judges can decide the Internet for us. And here's the kicker. The very first judge, this is a Washington Post story when they talked about this. Three judges hold the fate of the Internet in their hands. That's the headline. The first judge, and I can't even pronounce his name, Sri Srinivasan or something. He's from India. We got H-1B visa judges coming down. They say he is reportedly on the Democrat Party shortlist for Supreme Court nominees. He's worked for the Bushes. He's worked for Exxon. Of course, both sides love him. He's not even an American citizen. He's going to decide the Internet for you. That's the kind of trouble we're in. Stay with us tonight. We're going to have the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Leanne McAdoo will be hosting. That's it for our radio program. Thanks for joining us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.